Welcome back to the Blackhawks post-game show after a 1-0 victory over the St. Louis Blues. Chris Bowden coming to you from the United Center. We heard post-game reaction from Jeremy Colleton and three of his players after the victory. Let's hear from one more Blackhawk now. As we all know, November in the NHL is Hockey Fights Cancer Month. And coming up here, each team has their own night throughout the month of November to celebrate, or at least, in better phraseology, raise awareness to Hockey Fights Cancer Night while celebrating all those who have overcome the disease that has affected so many. And Blackhawk Brandon Davidson, who worked his way onto the roster from a tryout contract in training camp, he's played 7 games for the team so far, has an assist. He was most recently in the game on Monday night against the Carolina Hurricanes. He's 27 years old, but at the age of 21, as he was set to begin a minor league season for Oklahoma City, which was Edmonton's minor league affiliate, in 2012, he was diagnosed, surprisingly and shockingly, with testicular cancer. And we had a chance to visit with him a little bit earlier today about his 4-month journey and which NHL star in particular helped him out through hearing that news and dealing with that fight and recovery as well, and how he tries to help other people afflicted with cancer right now. I began the conversation by asking him what the date he found out, October 1st, 2012, means to him.
It just brings back a lot of memories, I think, for myself. It was the beginning of a tough time in my life, but it brings back a lot of good memories in saying that, too. Mm-hmm.
What was the lead up to it? Did it always just come out of the blue?
Yeah, it was something that came out of the blue. Every season, the hockey teams always do physical testing, and they take our blood, and we basically go through a screening process for any of these things in our bodies that would cause us ill. And this was how we found that, was through that process.
Mm-hmm. And no premonition, no inkling, you were feeling great leading up to that?
Yeah, I was feeling great. I think when we found it at such an early stage that there was no real side effects going on in my body. And I did have a little bit of discomfort. With that being said, that was just located where the tumor was. Other than that, I mean, no side effects. I was a healthy ox, and I was just starting the beginning of my season. I'd already gone through the NHL rookie camps and kind of made my way down to the minor leagues, and was feeling really good. So, yeah, it definitely came out of the blue. Mm-hmm.
And then when you hear that word, what's it like for a 21-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like a dream, really. I'd had people around me in my life that have been affected by cancer and even my family. So, but I just, you feel invincible at that age. And I just never thought that and that would happen to me. So when it was, when that word did come up, it was frightening. It was scary. And, it felt surreal.
And you mentioned a family member. You were close to your grandmother, right? And she had gone through it a couple years earlier.
Yeah, my grandmother had gone through it. She was an old lady when she passed away. She lived a full life. So my family had kind of just gone through something like that. We'd just kind of all been still grieving from that process. And when the doctor came in and told me that I had testicular cancer, I was kind of I was in shock and more so scared than anything.
Mm-hmm. So then the process begins, and what was that process like once we were able to register it? I don't know if you ever accepted it. I don't know if you can accept it when you get that kind of news. But then the process included surgery, chemo, radiation?
Yeah. Yeah, once I kind of took a day or two, because surgery happened so quickly after it was discovered, it was literally 2 days, but kind of downloaded everything from the doc and what he had to say, and understood that this was a very beatable cancer, and my success rate was very high. Kind of went into that with the mindset that we were going to get through this. This was just going to be a period in my life that I was going to have to just battle through and dig down one more time. And I felt like I'd done that in my life and in my career a couple times. So it was nothing I was really afraid of. It was something I was familiar with. So I kind of found some comfort in that and knowing that. And once I kind of, or once we began the process, we got the tumor removed. And once I was able to recover from that surgery, which was about a month's time, we started chemotherapy. We did a 23-day cycle out of 1 month. We didn't go every day, but we did do 23 days out of the 28-day cycle, and we were able to attack it very aggressively. It was a more aggressive cancer, so the approach was more aggressive as well, and we were able to kind of get rid of all the cancer cells that way. And once I was able to get those 26 days done with, I just had to recover. I had to get healthy. I lost about 30 pounds, and I had to get that weight back. I had to get my strength back, and that took about another 2 months. So from the beginning of surgery all the way to the end, when I returned back to the East Coast Hockey League, actually, I returned back to the American Hockey League and played a few games as a forward. But essentially, turned to the East Coast Hockey League was about 3 months' time.
Wow, that's amazing. And we've noticed since you've been with the Blackhawks, a great head of hair, too. So you beat that.
Yeah, you know, I never really had long hair. And it's ever so fitting, I think, this month just to show.
Show the flow.
Show the flow and you know, just... I don't know. Just my little statement.
I read in looking back on this and had completely forgotten when Phil Kessel got into this league, too, back in 06 or something like that. He had to deal with it. And did you have some communication with him?
Yeah, I had some communication with him. I had known his story before, and I knew that he had kind of gone through something similar. Ours are a little bit different, where he just had to do a surgical procedure to remove his, without no chemo. But nevertheless, I'd known he'd gone through something like that, and he'd reached out and just kind of eased my mind, let me know that I was going to get through this, and that you know, everything was going to be okay. And you know, at the time I was a young kid just getting into a professional hockey career, and you know, those words meant everything to me, and really really just something I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm. And obviously you previously had a respect factor for Brian Boyle, but even more so now because he's the most recent person here in the league to have gone through something like this.
Yeah, I mean, respect, yeah, is to say the least. Just my heart goes out to what he had to go through, and for him and his family to have, you know, overcome that and to see the success he's having is really just it's really just a beautiful thing.
But between yourself and Kessel and Boyle, as we go through this month, how much and for what this sport has done to raise awareness, how much does that, you know, strengthen and embolden you in terms of passing the message along?
Yeah, I'm the league has done an amazing job at this month in particular, and promoting men's health and promoting the success that guys like Kessel, Boyle, and myself have had in these situations. And you know, the message for me is that you're not alone, that we're all in this together. I think that the hockey community is a smaller community, and that you know, the way we can reach out and touch other people's lives and ease their pain is what the goal is here. And I think that moving forward, that you'll see our league and our players in it really act on it.
Mm-hmm. And as you spread that word too, what's life been like with you since in terms of follow-up? And I'm sure it's always in the back of your mind to a certain degree, and with each follow-up that you get that's positive, it builds a little bit more strength and positivity.
Yeah, with the follow-ups, I'm 7 years cancer-free now. I haven't had any blips if you will say, at all. So I get a checkup every year, and sometimes I do get a second checkup. I know sometimes it plays with my mind or sort of thing, but I've been cancer-free, and you know, I've never been happier, and I'm still here, and I'm still playing hard, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah. And if you had a final message, and I'm sure, you know, our good friend Eddie O, too, with what he went through a year ago at about the same time Brian Boyle did, although Eddie's was a little bit more extensive in terms of his treatments, and, you know, we're so thankful that he's back here with us. I'm sure you and Eddie O and everybody else kind of have a similar message to everybody that's out there who, you know, in terms of prevention and in terms of coping for those who may have got the news you did when you were 21.
Yeah, I think it's important that, especially this month, just the raising awareness. I really emphasize to get checked and to take that opportunity just to be safe and to make sure you're taken care of. Take care of yourself first and foremost. And I think to anybody out there who's battling cancer or going through it with a family member, that you're not alone. I think the support from your family and friends is everything, but there's also people in different parts of the world that are here for you, and you know, just want to extend that message that we're all in this together.
Stick tap to Brennan Davidson for fighting through what he had to fight through. His career has proceeded well. Again, he's played 7 games for the Blackhawks so far this season. And a reminder, Sunday's game against the Minnesota Wild, the 5 o'clock start, is Hockey Fights Cancer Night for the Blackhawks, their game this month here at the United Center. We're going to take a timeout, check the rest of the NHL scoreboard on this night when the postgame show continues on 720 WGN.